I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Sorry for interruption, I was adjusting my height. We shall go straight in the word of God. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 1.
First Samuel verse 1.
We shall read in the name of Jesus. 16, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send it to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons.
Jehovah, akati kuna Samuel, uchashika riniko uchichema Sauro. Sezo ini ndakamuramba kuti asara mambo wa Israel. Zadza guna mombe rako ramafuta ugopinda munzira yako. Ndiri kutumira kuna Jesse woku Betelehema. Nda sarudza mumwe wana kumana wake kutare mambo.
May the Lord add the blessings upon the reading of his word. We can say it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our sharing this afternoon is about fill your horn with oil. Everyone here, you have a horn. So don't ask me many questions, but you have a horn. So I'm instructing you this afternoon to fill your horn with oil. We see during the time of Samuel, it was a very precious moment for Samuel. And already Saul was reigning as a king over Israel. But Saul was not faithful to the Lord. But he was a king over Israel. And Samuel was the one who also who anointed Saul to be king. The anointer was one. But the face of anointing was different. When you read the scripture, when the children of Israel requested the king over them, Saul was chosen to be king. But when Samuel went to anoint Saul, he was taller than me. And he was the tallest in
Israel.
But when he went to anoint him, God told Samuel to carry oil in the vial. Or the other translation say a flask. It was a
monument.
So the oil which Saul was using was from a flask or a monument. But when Samuel was going to anoint David, in 1 Samuel chapter
16,
oil was the same. But it was carried in a different vessel. And he was instructed by God to carry oil in the horn. So horn is not
man-made.
Horn is natural. That is why King Saul failed. Because the oil was from a man-made vessel. I'm assuring you this afternoon, if you have a ministry, you will fail. I repeat again. If you have a money-making ministry, you will fail. But if you have coach-send ministry, you will succeed. There is two kinds of ministry today. The ministry which has oil from a flask, and the ministry which has oil from the horn. You are sitting under which ministry? It's the ministry which is overseeing you. Does it have oil from the horn? Or oil from a flask? Any church which has a pastor and is leading the church with oil from a flask, they will have a lot of problems. Because the flask has limitation, but a horn has no limitation, it has power. That is why Saul had a lot of problem in ruling Israel. And he tried also to use another technique, to use a spear to threaten people. Many pastors today are using the spear in their pulpits. To threaten believers, to threaten church members. But David was using a horn which was full of oil. When you bring these two ministers here, and one is a minister with oil from a flask, and another one with oil from the horn, people would like that one with oil with a horn. Because a horn has power.
Yes,
and Jesus said, I give you power.
Yes.
And also a horn signifies salvation.
Yes.
So the ministry with the oil from the horn can bring true salvation. But the ministry with the oil from the flask or the fire, they bring just denominational salvation. So this afternoon, I am repeating and saying, fill your horn with oil. If you have forgotten your horn at home, I give you permission within 1 minute to go back home and bring your horn. Let me keep silent for 1 minute. So that you can travel.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I hope you have arrived. Welcome back. Thank you for taking a long journey to take your home. So now the oil is here.
Now, mafuta pano.
Open your horn.
Vura.
So that we can fill your horn with oil.
Amen.
To get the horn, a ram must die. In Genesis chapter
22,
verse 13 to 14, we see the journey of
Abraham,
where he was taking his only son to Mount Moriah to go and sacrifice the only son. It was a journey which had to take Abraham 3 days. It was not a journey of 4 days. So the first day, it was justification by faith. The second day, sanctification by the blood of Jesus. And the third day, the filling of the Holy Spirit, Abraham saw a mountain and it became very clear. And God told Abraham, you will sacrifice your son on one of the mountains. There was many mountains, but only one mountain was picked, which was showing that there will be many churches and assemblies, but only one church will go in the rapture. That is the church of the Lord Jesus, which has one faith, one baptism, one Lord, one Spirit, and one direction. And we are moving in one direction. So when Abraham was climbing, he was leaving other partners behind. Those who helped Abraham on the journey, they remained on the foot of the mountain with the donkey. Maybe you are one of them, you will remain. We shall continue. As we started this convention, we are not in the same level. We are climbing up the mountain. We are climbing the mountain. And when they were climbing, Abraham told the servants, you remain here. But I and the son will go up higher. Don't be among us, those who remain down here. But be among us, Abraham and Isaac, who continued with the journey. They progressed forward. Remember what happened and what Abraham did. As he was raising a knife to kill the son, the voice spoke from heaven, not from the sky. A voice spoke from heaven, not from the sky, and said, Abraham, don't kill your son. Heaven is not in the sky. Because if heaven is in the sky, aeroplanes could be disturbing people in heaven. Heaven is a dimension. So Abraham had the voice. And he also, and the angel which held the knife of Abraham. And in Genesis chapter 22, verse 13 and 14, the Lord told Abraham, look behind you, there is a ram. There is a ram. A ram is a male sheep. And that ram was holding itself in inside the ticket. I hope we can read it there. We can read it there. In Genesis 22:14. Okay, this is a Shona. Genesis chapter 22, verse 13 and 14. I will read in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. That is what I wanted. 13.
Abraham akasimudza meso ake uye ipapo pa denhere akaona gondowe rakabatwa nenyanga dzaro.
The ram was not tied with a rope.
Zvino gwayana iri rakasina kusungwa netambo.
The ram was caught in the thicket.
Rakanga rakapaikira pamakwenzi.
By his horns.
Nenyanga dzaro.
So there was no way the ram could run away. There is a difference between a thicket and a forest. Maybe the English teachers can assist us there. But the ram was caught by its horns. And the ram was having two horns. So the horns were caught inside the ticket, those bushes. So there was no way the ram could come out of the ticket. The ticket was representing the scriptures. And the ram was representing the Lord Jesus. Every scripture is referring Jesus. Our Lord Jesus is the Ram of God. And is being referred by the scripture. So when you want to succeed in this journey, you must walk according to the scriptures. You must go in the church according to the scripture. You must sing according to the scriptures. Preach the word of God according to the scriptures. Marry according to the scriptures. Ordination according to the scriptures. Do business according to the scriptures. The ram was not the revelation of the scriptures.
Amen.
That is what Brother Branham was preaching. The revelation of the scriptures. When I first came in this message, our background is Catholic. And the whole of my family members are
Catholic.
So when I came in the message, nobody preached to me. I just came across one of the messages called Unwelcome to Christ. And when I was reading, I saw myself in the position of Simeon. So I was in that position that I am not welcoming Christ. I was convicted by that message. And I followed those people who are believing that message. I know where they were staying. And I went there and I told them, how much do you charge for a person to get baptized? They asked me, but who preaches to you? I said, no, I have come here to be baptized. So they accepted to baptize me. And when I was sitting under their ministry, they were quoting the prophet in every statement. We were starting the service at around
9.
And the preacher could come with a lot with the boxes of message books. And he was preaching from 9 up to 6 p.m. So we were just numbering the books when it was remaining 2. You said, okay, the service is now coming to an end. So it was disturbing me a lot. So I was asking them many questions, but why is it that the prophet was preaching the Bible? But they told me, you know, you are a young preacher, you are just a younger believer, you don't understand, you will understand. To cut the story short, one day, I had a vision. I saw Brother Branham. And I found myself in a very big city. And I saw Brother Branham and John the Baptist. And they waved to me and said, stop here. So I stopped. And they gave me a Bible. And there was a great shining light. More than the sun 7 times. And they told me, this is the message you will preach. So I was worried because inside our church they were just quoting the message books. I was suspicious. But they told me, this is the message you will preach. During that time, I was not a preacher. And I was not hungering to be one. So I took that Bible. When I passed it through that light, the Bible became transparent as a glass. You could see the other side. And then the prophet told me, this is the message I was preaching. You preach this message. And when I woke up, my life was changed. And that is how I started preaching. So from the background of a Catholic,
to
understand the Bible, it takes the grace of God. So when I was opening the Bible, the Bible became a new book. I started having a clear understanding concerning the Bible. So my brothers and my sisters, the Lord is still working in the midst of his church. And the Lord has a way to speak to you. And the Lord has a way on how he will lift you. And that is how I started preaching. So those men, they told me, this preaching, you have started preaching, you will reach nowhere. But now I am somewhere. The people who told me you will reach nowhere, they are still there, stuck in
it.
Whenever I come from the missionary trips, I normally feast them and greet them. And they always ask me, who give you connection with those people outside the country? I normally tell them, you told me you will reach nowhere. So I am nowhere, that is where I get connection. Men will try to shame you, but the Lord knows how he will raise you. So the Lord is still speaking to his people. Brother Branham finished his work, but the message is still alive. And it is still alive with men and women who are still having a sober mind. And they know how to walk in the midst of the scripture. Fill your horn with oil. So from that realm of Genesis chapter 22, we see Abraham slaughtered that ram. And the ram was having horns. And Abraham kept the sacrifice unto the Lord. And from that place, we see now the Lord is telling Samuel, take your horn. Where did Samuel find the horn? Take the horn. Samuel did not go in the market to purchase the horn. This horn, you cannot get it on the religious market. You cannot get it in the supermarket. You will get this horn at the place where Abraham sacrificed his son. That is where you can get that horn. So when God told you somewhere, get your horn. Already the horn was available. Also get your horn. Already you have your horn. Your horn today is your soul. You have a soul. Fill that soul with oil. You have a ministry. Fill that ministry with oil. You have a work to do. Fill that ministry with oil. So Samuel went where the oil was. And to get oil, grape or all the fruits must be crushed. Because oil comes from olive fruits. Also, to get our real oil today, Christ died on the Calvary.
Christ
so that we can catch oil. So Samuel went inside the house and he took his horn and he filled it with oil. I'm advising younger people. Before you get married, fill your life with oil. Before you get employment, fill your horn with oil. It means you build capacity. Before becoming a pastor, make sure you fill your horn with oil. Because you will meet in the field, you will meet staff and members. You will meet also staff on sheep and rams who have sharp horns than you. And if you are not careful, they will hit you with a head. That is mental power. Influence. So before you start any work, fill your horn with oil. So this evening, we have come in the filling station. This is a filling station. Open your horn. Inside the house, and he took the horn. He did not just pour inside the oil, but he filled it with oil. Don't just become a regular church member. Just coming in the church and after the service you copper. But make sure you fill your life with oil. So when he filled his horn with oil, Samuel was also afraid. We can read here in verse 2. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 2.
Samuel chapter 16, verse 2.
And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me.
As Samuel akati mingaende saiko, Saulo akandwane zazo, akanduraya.
In every responsibility the Lord is assigning you, also he will raise people, some who will oppose you. And some who will be against you on your neck. When they see that you are being pressed financially, they will start saying, you see, our pastor nowadays is an Illuminati member. Yeah, this man is getting is not from the right source. To overcome them, fill your horn with oil. If you are preparing to get married, build capacity. Build capacity. Sometimes, you will marry somebody and you as a sister you will become a rehabilitation center for that man. Somebody was partly brought up in his home. Maybe she is lazy. And concerned. And when they try to correct him, I don't care. Any time I'll get married and I will come out of your house. So you as a sister, you must build the capacity. Because you will handle somebody who was partly brought up. And also you as a husband, as a younger man, build the capacity. You will handle somebody's daughter who was partly brought up. And you will become a rehabilitation center. So I don't want you younger people to become rehabilitation centers for somebody who was brought up. But if it will come on your way, I am giving you medicine. Fill your horn with oil. If you have this horn, and the Lord has given you somebody who needs rehabilitation, you will use the horn to change his head. When the man has now become arrogant, you will go on your knees by the power of the Lord Jesus. The arrogant spirit will reflect by the power that raised Christ from the grave. Any spirit which is hindering the progress of your marriage will flee. This is the time to fill your horn with oil. If you are a parent, fill your horn with oil to guide and lead these younger people who have technology. You must fill your horn with oil. Even to pastor, even two people. The hardest church to pastor is the church of two people. That is the hardest church to pastor. Because those people, they are not a picky congregation. Which means they cannot toss.
Amen.
And when the pastor is preaching, he must be very careful.
Yeah.
Because anything which is spoken is noted. And after the fellowship, you will also visit them. But the church which is very easy to pastor is a church which is full of people.
As the church is in a little people,
because for those people to fill their horn with oil, it is not easy. And some of them, they come in the church without a horn. So when you try to fill them, there is nowhere where you can pour oil. So when someone was going to anoint the family of Jesse, his fear was Saul will kill me. And it was true.
Right.
So the Lord told Samuel, you can also take an animal. And when Saul hears that you are going to Jesse's family, you will say, I'm going to have a sacrifice with them. That is how Samuel succeeded. My brothers, my sisters, The Lord is gracious unto our life. He has given you a horn. And also I have a horn. This is the time of filling. Fill with the knowledge of the word of God. Fill with patience. If you need patience, fill your horn. And when Samuel reached the house of Jesse, Jesse assembled all the children except David. He assembled all the children except David. So David was the rejected one in the family. And David was the last one in the family. David was representing the 11th gender worker who will come in the last time. We have come in the last days. We are representing David. But the oil was not allowed to come out of the horn. Because the right person was not on the scene. You are at the right person here. That is why this message is coming. So when David arrived, and the horn was opened, the flow of oil was now allowed. We are living the time whereby the flow of revelation is increasing. The flow of the word from the fivefold ministry is increasing. And oil was poured on the head. And the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, we shall be the head. We are not the tail. And we are at the head. And the head is the leadership. And the head is supper. And when the oil was now being poured upon the head of David, that oil was allowed to flow up to the legs and the toes. It was showing brotherhood. For us to stay together as brothers and sisters, we need the power of oil. So that it can also assist us not to have friction. So when you see ministers having friction, they lack oil. When you see elders having friction, they lack oil. Even in our machines, the manufacturer has given instruction on how you can oil the rotating parts or remove a part. In the body of the Lord Jesus, we have some joints which are removable. And the Bible says every joint must supplement. So to supplement, we need oil. In marriage, in order to have a stable marriage, you need the oil. To overcome the challenges of younger people, you need the oil. There is nowhere where you will succeed without having oil. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse 1 up to 5. 2 Kings chapter 4. I will not read the whole of verse 1 up to 5, but I will just read 2 verses here. Second Kings chapter 4, from verse 1 up to 3. And now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor has come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thy handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil.
Zvino mukadzi womumurume weboka revaprofita akadanidzira kuna Erisha akati, Muranda wenyu, murume wangu afa, uye munoziva kuti iye aitya Jehovha. Asi zvino uyu wakanga atorera chikwereti ari kuuya kuzotora vanakomana vangu vaviri kuti vave nhapwa dzake. Erisha akamupindura akati, Ndingakubatsira seiko, nditaurire. Chii chaunacho mumba mako? Iye akati, Murandakadzi wenyu haana kana chinhu kunze kwamafuta mashoma shoma.
So this family, we don't know the name of the husband here. And we are not also given the name of the wife. But one day, the man passed on.
Right.
And the woman remained a widow. And this man had a debt with a certain person whom the Bible is calling the creditor. He was owing money. So those people whom they were coming to request for their money, they wanted to take the 2 sons. But this man, when he was still alive, he was very rich. He had something special in the house. He had a pot of oil. But the wife did not have understanding. So the wife was complaining. Oh, my husband left me with many problems. Others were laboring to get picky things. But my husband went somewhere to labor. And he came home with a small pot of oil. And this oil,
as oil,
it is not written whether it was used to cook or to do what. Our husband, the Lord Jesus, when he was going away, he left us a small pot of oil inside our house. We have a small pot of
oil.
That is our riches. That is our treasure. Others were leaving their families with the cows, with the money, with other treasures. But this man left a pot of oil. So when the things were getting hotter, the woman who was the widow, the widow is an independent church. It's a church which is not a denomination. It's a church which is independent. We are a church woman. And we have our 2 sons. And our 2 sons is the Old and the New Testament. That is our 2 sons. The man did not leave the 2 daughters. He left the 2 sons. Our 2 sons is here. The Lord Jesus
Amen.
My husband went to be with the Lord. Also, our husband is not here physically. But he left us something precious. He left us with the two sons. And he left us with a pot of oil. So Elisha did not ask the woman, where is your two sons? Because the woman went with the two sons to the man of God. It is better for you to walk with the Bible than to walk with your phone. What is important to you? Is it a phone or the Bible? But you are treasuring your phone more than the Bible. From today, change your mind. Go and take the Bible. Your phone is not a Bible. It is called an application. It is not a holy Bible. And it is not called a holy application. This is our defense. This is our horn. Then the man of God asked the woman one question. What do you have in the house? The woman did not say, okay, I have a sofa set. Or I have a very beautiful bed. The woman answered the right answer. I have a small pot of oil. The man of God said, you have answered right. Also, in this meeting, we have a small pot of oil. The ministry which is leading the church in one direction. The ministry which cannot fight one another. They build on one another. And then the man of God told the woman, now I have given you responsibility. Go and fetch empty vessels from the houses of your neighbors. And to get empty vessels, God also anointed the neighbors to use things in a hard way so that they can empty a vessels and throw them outside so that on the right season the woman could get the empty vessel. So the woman went and he knocked on the first neighbor. Hello, how are you doing? Neighbor said, ah, we are fine. What do you want? Oh, I'm looking for empty vessel. Oh, there are such a plenty. You take. Today, we have received here empty vessel. From Chepkurup. You call it what? Chepkurup for prison? Chepkurupi. Chekurubi. 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 Chekurubi.
Yes.
Those are empty
vessels.
They were brought here. Also, I was an empty
vessel.
I was taken.
You
are the empty
vessel.
You were taken. But a woman was forbidden not to take vessels with something inside.
Amen.
Because it could corrupt that that oil.
If
you want a strong church, you start with the empty vessel. Then put something inside. Put pure oil inside. But when you get a vessel with another kind of oil, even carrying it is not easy, it is heavy. When I come to your church, you must give me a position. What will I be in
that?
But an empty vessel, they said, I have no value. Oh Lord, feed me. Oh Lord, help me. I'm nothing before you.
Thank you very much.